In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. On the eve of Hosanna Sunday, our Lord Jesus Christ was invited to a supper in Bethany, and in this supper, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were there. Especially, he was invited after he raised Lazarus from the death. So this was like a celebration, and many Jews attended this supper, not only to see the Lord Jesus Christ, but also to see Lazarus, who was dead, and the Lord raised him from the death. And St. John explains to us how these three siblings were very dear to the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 11, St. John says, "And the Lord loved Mary, Martha, and their brother Lazarus." Why this family was very dear to the heart of the Lord? Actually, each one of them represents a certain virtue. Martha represents the virtue of service. Mary represents the virtue of love and worship. And Lazarus represents the virtue of repentance and returning to the Lord. Martha, as we hear, we read in this passage, that they met him a supper, and Martha served. In another story, the Lord was invited to the house of Mary and Martha also was serving. And in that situation, the Lord rebuked Martha, not because she was serving, because service is a virtue, but God rebuked her because she is serving in the wrong time. This time is time of worship, but she is not worshiping, she is serving, although she is preparing a supper for him. And I hope الولاد اللي قاعدين بره في القاعة دلوقتي hear me, because they're sitting outside now, is sitting in the wrong place in the wrong time, because they have to be sitting with us here in the church, praying with us and celebrating God. They shouldn't do like Martha, يبقوا قاعدين بره بيتكلموا بيحكوا. That's not right. The church is not a place, a social place, it's a place of worship. And if we are worshiping now, they have to be sitting here, not sitting outside. But Martha represents the heart of a servant. And it takes humbleness, it takes humility, in order to put yourself at the service of others. The prideful person wants everybody to serve him, but the humble person serves others. And the Lord Jesus Christ himself set an example when he said, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve others." Saint Mary, when she heard about Elizabeth, her cousin, that she is pregnant, she went immediately in haste and visited her and stayed with her 3 months. Why? In order to serve her. And after she gave birth to John the Baptist, she returned home immediately. So the purpose of this visit was to serve her. And that's why the clergy and the Sunday school servants, they should acquire and they should have the heart of a servant. We don't call them Sunday school teachers, but we call them servants. And in the same way, the clergy should have this heart, a heart of a servant, like our Lord Jesus Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve. And we should know as clergy that our place is to wash the feet of others as the Lord Jesus Christ himself washed the feet of the disciples. This was about Martha. Lazarus is an example of repentance. I'm not saying that Lazarus was a sinful person and he returned to God, but his death and his resurrection is a symbol of repentance. As you know, the wage of sin is death. But through repentance, we move from death to life. The Lord Jesus Christ, in the parable of the prodigal son, said about the prodigal son, he was dead and now he is alive. So as the Lord loves the servant, also the Lord loves the repentant person. And the Lord rejoices with the return of the lost and the prodigal. Nothing makes joy in heaven and in the heart of God more than the return of the prodigal or the lost person. When the Lord Jesus Christ said, there is a joy in heaven for the return of a sinner more than 99% righteous person who does not need repentance. As for Mary, Mary symbolizes the worship and love, especially the worship that's not out of routine, not out of habit, not out of fear, not out of guilt, but worship out of love. Saint Mary used to sit at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ, listen to his teaching, learning from his words, and nourishing her yearning soul from the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why the Lord said about her that Mary chose the good portion that will never be taken away from her. اختارت النصيب الصالح الذي لا ينزع منها أبدا. Mary was an example of love. And she expressed this love in pouring a very costly oil of spikenard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And to know how costly this was, Judas Iscariot said, why this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii? The annual salary of a regular worker at that time was 300 denarii. So if we want to translate 300 denarii in our contemporary money, 300 denarii may be equal 24,000 or 30,000. So I want you to imagine that Mary purchased a fragrant oil with $30,000. And then she broke this alabaster flask, and she poured this fragrant oil on the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then wiped his feet with the hair of her head, showing love, showing humbleness, showing submission to the Lord Jesus Christ, because the hair of the woman is her glory. So she used her hair in order to wipe the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. She expressed her love in this way. And as Saint John says, then the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. When we pour our hearts in worship and love before our Lord Jesus Christ, then others will smell this love. And the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father also will smell our worship as a sweet savor before Him. When we worship Him with love, God will accept our worship as a sweet savor before Him. زي ما بنقول بلها إليك على مسبحك المقدس الناطق السمائي رائحة بخور تدخل إلى عظماتك التي في السماوات. وزي ما يقول بولس الرسول إن إحنا رائحة المسيح الزكية. إن الآخرون يشتموا فينا رائحة المسيح الزكية. So our love and our worship to the Lord Jesus Christ will be smelled by others. لكن was sitting there a person who did not love the Lord, did not worship the Lord, but loved another master and worshipped another master. Judas Iscariot, the worshipper and the lover of money. دي كانت مشكلة يهوذا. That's why when he saw Mary doing that, he was angry and he said, why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box and he used to take what was put in it. So Judas Iscariot blamed Mary for doing that. And in order to justify his blame, he made his blame and his accusation wear the clothes of lamb. عارفين لما أقول لك إن يأتونكم كذئاب في ثياب حملان، فهو برضه نفس الكلام. دينونته لميري مريم أخت العذر أخذت ثياب الحملان، إن قال طب ما نبيعش ده ليه ب 300 دينار ونديه للفقراء. As if he cares about the poor. But everybody knows he was a thief and he did not care about the poor, but he wanted to take the money for himself. As the Lord said, you cannot serve two masters. Either you serve God or the mammon. And the love of the money is the root of all evil. And you know how Judas, because of the love of his, of the money, he sold the Lord Jesus Christ for a price of a slave, بتلاتين من الفضة, 30 silver pieces. This was a price of a slave. يعني قارن ما بين مريم أخت العازر اللي سكبت الطيب على قدمي الرب 300 دينار وهو باع ربنا من أجل 30 من الفضة. ده يبين لك ان الانسان لما محبة العالم تخش في قلبه, how he can sell the Lord Jesus Christ for a very very cheap price. Many people sell the Lord Jesus Christ for a very cheap price. So we shouldn't here يعني condemn or judge Judas, but we should condemn and judge ourselves and examine ourselves. Many times we sell our Lord Jesus Christ for things very, very cheap, for a pleasure of a moment, for some money, for our ego, for our pride, for unlawful relationship. We sell the Lord Jesus Christ for many, many cheap things. وهنا قديس يوحنا بيعمل comparison رائعة ما بين مريم اللي هي مثال للحب وبين يهوذا اللي هو مثال للخيانة. مريم اللي بتسكب الطيب على قدمي الرب وبتمسح قدميه بشعرها، ويهوذا اللي كان بيفكر ازاي يعمل مؤامرة مع رؤساء الكهنة علشان يبيع لهم السيد المسيح بثمن عبد وياخد 30 من الفضة. علشان كده this family was very dear to our Lord Jesus Christ for these three reasons. Because one of them represents the repentance, the other represents the service, and the third represents the love and worship. Every Christian, in order to be dear to the heart of the Lord, in order to be beloved to the Lord, we need to acquire these three virtues in our life. The virtue of service and the virtue of love that's demonstrated in our worship to the Lord and sitting at His feet, learning from His words, and also the virtue of repentance. ويعني احنا وبنهيئ نفسنا لاسبوع الالام يا ريت نفكر في الثلاث صفات الجميله دولت ونشوف ازاي احنا نقدر ندرب نفسنا في الصفات الجميله دي علشان فعلا نبقى محبوبين من الرب، ويتقال عننا كده زي ما اتقال عن مرثا ومريم ان كان يسوع يحب مرثا ومريم اختها ولعازر. ازاي احنا نقدم توبه لربنا؟ السيد المسيح في اسبوع الالام بنحتفل بصليبه، هو مات من اجل ايه؟ مات من اجل خطايانا. فازاي انا اقدم توبه لربنا؟ السيد المسيح على الصليب بين محبته، هكذا احب الله العالم. فازاي انا اقابل الحب ده بحب وبعباده قلبيه صادقه زي عباده مريم له؟ السيد المسيح جاء لكي يخدمنا، ويوم خميس العهد هنتذكر كيف جلس على الأرض وغسل أرجل التلاميذ وقال لهم اغسلوا بعضكم أرجل بعض. فاحنا ازاي نخدم بعضنا البعض ونبقى فعلا أولاد السيد المسيح؟ إن كنا احنا فعلا عايزين if we want to celebrate the Holy Week in a way that pleases the heart of the Lord, we need to acquire these three virtues: the virtue of repentance, the virtue of love and worship, and the virtue of service, taking the example of our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, following His example, and thus we will be loved by Him, and we will enjoy this week for the edification of our souls and our spirits. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.